Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Black College Nine's HBCU Baseball Podcast Series. Our podcast series returns as we like to talk about the HBCU baseball coaches and the many things that they do for their baseball programs. There's a lot that goes on at HBCU baseball. There's a lot that the coaches do. A lot of things that people aren't aware of, besides recruiting, fielding a team, and making sure that the players mainly are student athletes. But today we're with Miles College head baseball coach Matthew Ty Roberts. Ty Roberts is going to open up about a few things about the program, talk about him and what he's doing. Coach Ty Roberts, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Miles, good baseball program, good school, on a national level, both. How did you come about being the head coach, considering you look 22, 23?
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot. And when I'm registering the kids' classes, they tend to ask me what I want to major in when I'm in college. I came to Miles as a freshman out of Oxford High School, and came with a couple friends, and we under Coach Hatcher, who was a pretty big deal around Miles. He kind of got the program going in the right direction, and I came out, played for 4 years, and when I was done playing, I graduated on time, and he asked me to hang around and help him out, so I did, and I just kind of hung in there with him, did all the recruiting for the final 5 years, and last year was my first year as head coach, and was able to come out with a SIAC conference championship. It's kind of all worked out.
Well, I want to get into your first year and you taking them to the Division II regional playoffs. I'm going to get into that. But you said a few things just now. Kenneth Hatcher. Kenneth Hatcher was for 17 years. He 16 years. I'm sorry. He was the head coach. 17, okay. 17 years he was the head coach at Miles. And then you took over. And my understanding was Coach Hatcher had a heart attack.
That's right. Yeah, he actually resigned or retired from coaching back in mid-July of, I guess, of 2016. And I guess it was around October... Late October, he had a massive heart attack, and he had triple bypass surgery and got it taken care of. Luckily, he's a battalion chief at Birmingham Fire Department, so he kind of knew all the signs, and luckily he was able to pick up on it and get to the emergency room before it was too late. So it all worked out for him, and he's doing fine. I spoke to him the other day, and we talk pretty much on a daily basis.
Well, my understanding was when he went to retire from Miles, he said, I think Matthew Roberts will better lead this program. Coach Roberts will keep it on the course that they're heading. If you go to a different coach or bring someone in new, there's a good chance that the program will not be successful. Is that true?
Well, yeah, I don't know what was said behind those closed doors before I got the job, but I do know that I was his strong recommendation to continue the legacy that he is laid in front of me. So I know I had his blessing. For sure, I had his blessing on the coaching job. But.
Well,
that'd probably be close to being accurate.
Well, let's discuss the things you've done since you've arrived there. You still are getting good student athletes. You're getting athletes that want to play for Miles. And the fact that in your first year you took them to the Division II playoffs.
That's right. Yeah, every kid wants to come in and compete at a high level. And getting to a D2 regional is pretty big, especially in our conference, and that's the pinnacle of where we always want to be. We always want to be in the regionals at all possible. And when you said something about that question about student athletes, and my guys are truly student athletes. They do a great job in the classroom. I've got 13 seniors this year, and I think out of the 13 seniors, 10 of them are actually going to be receiving diplomas this spring. So it's a really big deal, and you know our graduation rate on the baseball team is always really good. And these kids, they do a heck of a job of juggling academics and athletics. And they get the true meaning of being a student athlete, and the recruiting just kind of recruits itself. You know, you start doing a good job, get recognized. I can't tell you how many people in the community come up to me and say, "Hey, you turned this thing around." I was like, "Well, not really. I kept it going." So I always give credit where credit's due, and I'm glad that I'm able to keep it going.
Well, you play in a pretty good conference, but that conference is known for putting out student athletes. I'm talking about the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Why is it you guys playing it in one of the tougher conferences than the other conference? What stands out the most about the Western Conference, the Western Division? I'm sorry.
Well, the Western Division has always been, in my opinion, the toughest because you know Stillman was in it for so long and they had their 10-year run of winning about 8 championships. It was always down on them and us. But it's a different ball game on this side, and the whole conference as a whole is really competitive this year. And you know, I'm just looking around at the records and seeing what teams are playing who, and it just seems like the conference as a whole is just really competitive. And you know, it's a good time to be in the SIAC. I mean, there's some really good athletes, and I wish the pro scouts come out and take a look because there's talented ball players.
You guys don't get that many scouts at your conference games?
Yeah, well, we get to the I notice them in the conference tournament. There's always 3 or 4 regional scouts that come out and check out our guys. I want to say it was the Yankees that was there a few years ago, taking a hard look at one of our right-handed pitchers, who is actually going to be. He got injured last year, didn't pitch a whole lot, and he finished his first 2 games. But they're going to come out and look at him again this year, I'm positive. But they don't come out, you know, like I hope they would. But maybe we can get that changed and get their attention this year.
Well, it is a work in progress for HBCUs, especially at the small school level. They're always at the large schools for HBCU baseball, and it's something that we're pushing them because there's a lot of talent. And
right.
That talent is how you recruit. What's your recruiting like?
Well, I got players on the radar that I recruited 2 years ago out of high school. They went to junior college, and I keep them close to me. I go out as far as Tennessee. I've got Georgia. I got a bunch of kids from Georgia. And just find the kids at showcases and staying in touch with all my local high schools because I like to get local kids too because those kids right there, they want to play ball around this little one. I know my connections are in Alabama right now and I just keep in touch with the kids and keep a positive and honest attitude. It works out.
Do you have a certain region that you recruit from?
Well, I play all my connections are pretty much Central Alabama and East Alabama, and I grew up in Oxford, which is only about an hour from Georgia. So I got a few schools I've reached out to there that I find kids out of, and keep abroad. I don't know where I recruit from, but I got my roots where I go, that where I know there's talented ball players.
Well, you know, there's a lot of untapped resources in Florida.
That's right.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd love to get down into Florida. A lot of times, you know, it gets to a funding issue. You know, if we were, you know, most D2s were they get, you know, the big schools, they get a lot of scholarships. Kids go travel far away from home. They got to be housed in dorms and stuff. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to get those kids, but I do plan on getting to the national level of recruiting. Right now, I'm just trying to say that our recruiting base is more local. When I say local, that's within a three-hour range of our campus, but I'd love to get it nationally where you got kids coming from Tampa and Miami. That'd be terrific.
It could really open up your program for you, like it's doing some other HBCUs across the board. They're getting kids out of Florida, and it's really helping their program out. But the one thing that really, it kind of shocked me, and Miles was supposed to play Lynn University in Birmingham. I think that the date was the February 7th of this year. And that game got inclement weather, changed the location. Instead of you all playing in Birmingham, Alabama, the game was changed to Florida in West Palm Beach. And it was at the facilities, the spring training facilities of the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. Now, this was a immaculate, nice place. I mean, just the way the two fields were laid out right next to each other, and then the surrounding baseball diamonds. It was a nice facility, but it doesn't end there. They opened up that facility to Miles. How did that come about?
Well, you know, they were supposed to come up there, like you said, 2 weekends ago, and that was just a bad weather weekend for us, and I think it's supposed to rain 100% on the 2 days that we're going to play and be cold and be just miserable. And, you know, I got to talking with Coach Garbosa down in at Wynn, and he invited us to come down there. You know, and the weather was about 80 degrees and had a cool breeze blowing and just beautiful weather, and he made it happen. So we got on the same page. He helped us out with a few things, and was able to make the trip down there, and the facilities of the Astros and Washington Nationals, weather teams was absolutely awesome for my guys. You know, it was kind of funny because we was watching MLB Network on the day we got back, and that's when pitchers and catchers reported, and Justin Verlander's out there throwing in the same field that we just got done playing on just a day before. So it was kind of cool, and I know the kids enjoyed it, and we were just happy we was able to get some games in. I'm a coach that I don't like to not play. If there's a chance we can get games in, let's get them in, because you ain't gonna get any better not playing. So that's one thing that we were able to come on agreement with, and I'm glad we was able to make it happen.
Hopefully it can happen again, because that was an experience, not just for Miles but for myself, just to see an HBCU and how they let the players go in and, you know, user facilities, and they really had a, when they came out, you could see the smiles on their face, but it did more for them individually. It gave them memories, things that they can take with them 15, 20 years from now.
All right, sure. You know, the kids that are on this team right here, they've played against minor league teams before. We played the Barons 3 years ago. We've actually, you know, we played at that facility, of course, down in West Palm Beach. And these guys have seen some stuff, you know, to get a good college experience playing some good teams. The Birmingham Barons, they beat us 1-0 3 years ago at the brand new Regions Park that they play in today. So these guys are no stranger to a little bit of excitement, and they play up to that level. So,
well, what? It's the product that you're putting on the field, Coach. It and how you taking care of that program, not just recruiting, but you have to go out and you know, try to get donations to build your program. How's that coming about?
Well, you know, we just kind of do what we can, and we make stuff happen. And we got a lot of people that's coming around now that you know, that I've never seen since I've been around the college, and they're getting really excited about our program, and they're starting to wanting to find ways to say, hey, how can we get involved to help you guys? And, yeah, we got some things in the works that we're gonna go through the proper channels and get it all taken care of. But you know, when we talked yesterday, for instance, we played West Alabama and we beat them 16-8. And I had people call me, asking, was that score correct? I was like, yeah, that's right. We beat them by 10 last year. We beat them pretty good again this year. So, you know, we're turning some heads around here and got a lot of people getting on the bandwagon, and we're gonna keep it going if we can.
Well, Miles has always been that streaky team. Miles is not just a streaky team, but you play a tough non-conference schedule, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should always be that way. I mean, the University of North Alabama is always ranked. Even when they have a down season, they're still at the top.
Right.
How do you see Miles moving forward? How will this help you to take the conference again this year?
Well, I mean, that's one thing that we wanted to do. You know, we want to play the best outside of the conference. So once we get to conference play and get to the conference tournament, that there's nothing that should be able to surprise these kids. They, you know, they've seen a guy that just was the Gulf South Pitcher of the Year. I think his name was Taylor Joyner. Low 90s fastball with an unbelievable breaking ball. So, you know, they've seen pitchers that there shouldn't be anybody that surprises them when we get down into championship and to win the third season, as I call it. When we get to the tournament, we're in third season mode, and we hit a four-game winning streak, and then we're conference champions. So that's just kind of what we work towards. Play good defense. You don't walk a lot about it, you're going to win a lot of games. And that's what I preach to my kids, and they seem to buy in and do a pretty good job.
So if that happens, and you're going to collect another ring. Now you got a conference championship ring already. I saw the ring. It's huge.
That's right.
Where are you going to put the second one if you get it?
Well, we'll cross that bridge if we get to it. I've got something in mind for it. But we're definitely just going to keep putting the hard work in and take it day by day, game by game. And we keep our heads on straight. I think we'll have a pretty good shot, so.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure speaking to an HBCU coach. I'm glad that the game was changed because I had a good chance to. Once I found out that the game was coming to Florida, I jumped on that and took the drive and was able to speak to you, see your team, see how you guys were structured. Really liked the way you presented yourself, your coach, your players. Your players are very respectful. Very honorable to be in that situation, and the main thing is they were humble, and it was a humbling experience for me to see that, and for you to open up to me, because we spoke after the game. We spent quite a bit of time talking about things, and I built up a rapport with you as to where I said to myself, I gotta do a podcast with Coach Roberts. Coach, It's always a pleasure. Again, our podcast series covers nothing but HBCU baseball coaches, and it would continue to be that way unless I have something to rat and rave about, which normally happens every season. So far, nothing. But I see Miles as a top 10 team for HBCU baseball. I see Miles still moving forward. Although they do have a schedule ahead of them before the conference tournament starts, and to a lot of our baseball fans, that their first conference tournament, I'm sorry, not tournament, but their first conference game will be, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think your schedule is you open your SIAC play against Clark Atlantic on March 14th, correct me if I'm wrong.
We got a non-conference single game against them that day, and then we play Morehouse College in Atlanta at their place March 17th and 18th. That's what we're going to open the conference for. And then tomorrow we play in Pensacola. Or not tomorrow, I'm sorry. Tuesday and Wednesday we play West Florida in Pensacola.
Back to Florida. Back to warm weather.
Yeah, we're trying to get the best weather we can.
and as many games as you can.
That's right.
Well, Coach,
that is correct.
It was an honor speaking to you. God bless you, and God keep you.
Yes, sir. Good. Thank you, sir, and we appreciate everything you do.
As long as you put the product on the field, Black College Nines will report it.
Yes,